giving yourself the beauty of relaxation, knowing that this meditation is for you and only you. No one can enter the privacy behind your closed lid. It's only for you. And so finding a comfortable position, scooching a little bit here, stretching your legs, finding the proper pillow. And you give yourself permission by taking a deep breath in, breathing in from your belly button. And exhale. Breathing again. And exhale. And a third, breathing in, please. And exhale, you might find yourself drifting, floating, drifting down deep inside yourself. Feel yourself just sinking down into yourself, releasing the tension in your shoulders. Go ahead and open your mouth, creating a little bit of separation between your lips and your jaw. Just hang. Move the shoulders around to let them just hang upon the body. Scooch the hips. Let them just hang and drop into the seated area. And stretch one leg after the next, letting each one fall as they may. Very good. Presented right in front of you is a blue sphere. Blue comes in many shades. And yet you ask, what color blue sphere? And let it come as naturally as it does. On the count of three, one, two, and three, there is a blue sphere that completely is the size of a basketball right in front of you. Now go ahead and drink that in. Breathe it in. And let that color blue saturate your entire being. It's almost like going into a trance space yourself. For blue is the color of trance. It is the frequency. So allow yourself to drift. Now before you, you come to a wooded forest. It's like a wall of branches and trees. And go ahead and stretch your arm out and enter it. An enormous wall of bushes, trees, branches, and you enter it and you are surrounded by the muse of the forest. Listen. Listen closely. Listen to what the trees have to say. Listen to the majestic trees talking to each other. The branches, the leaves. What are you walking upon? Look at all the leaves that you are walking upon, and you are surrounded by the power of nature. Take a moment to drink it in. The power of nature. Let your intuition arise. There's a little light that seems to come out of nowhere. And you look for the light. You're turning your head left and right. There it is. There it is. There is the light. Follow the light. Just trust it. trust yourself enough to trust the shimmering light that you are following. The forest is dark, it's thick, you don't know where you're going, but follow the light. Follow the light. It's dancing right in front of you, will always be right in front of you. Just follow it. It's always in front of you. It's always a step or two in front of you. And you follow it. And you follow it. And you follow it. And you follow it. You just keep following it. Even you use your hands to push the brush out, to take the right hand and make room for yourself. You get involved with it. You take the left hand and make room for yourself, getting so excited that you're doing this correctly. Doing this correctly, you're getting so excited that indeed you are following the light and you're trusting yourself. And there, out of the shimmering light becomes a larger light, and now there's an opening. An opening from the forest opens up to a brilliant landscape of white light. There's a path that opens up just for you. Go ahead and look at that path. What is it made of? What is your path made of? Is it large? Is it narrow? But your feet are on the path and you are filled with joy that you have trusted yourself enough to follow the light through the density, the thickness of the forest and the unknown. And now you have arrived in a beautiful, iridescent, filled, luminescent with light landscape. And over yonder, in the distance, way in the distance, you can make out a shape. You don't know what it is yet. But yes, you are correct. You begin to walk towards it. Begin to walk on your path. And on your left side, you will see remnants from your past. You will see clothing that you wore as a child. You will see toys, balls, frisbees that you might have played with. You might see a car that you drove when you were learning to drive. You might see a face of a parent loving you or scolding you. All visions from your past, and you simply acknowledge them. Even put your hand up to acknowledge them. Yes, you are part of me. And yet on your right side, there are shapes in the unknown. Shimmering shapes, dancing light, colorful light. Moving, blending, spheres, triangles, rectangles, octagons, all moving out of each other. You can't make it out, and we don't want you to. That's part of your future. But it is there, and it is alive with consciousness. You notice as you're walking on the path that the time of day begins to change. You've been walking for a long time now, seeing so much of your past. Feeling the emotions of it. A tiny bird comes to you, gives you a little message in your ear. You try to hold on to what the message is, but don't. Just know that that message was recorded. All the shimmering shapes and light on your right-hand side, you're excited to know what they are, but we would say trust, just as you did to get here. Sunset is now upon you. The sun begins to set as the evening sky rises. And now you can see clearly that you are approaching a cottage. A cottage. Yes. Walk right up to it. There's a door that is closed. You put your hand on the door. Just press it a little bit and it opens. It's as if someone's inside there. Or better yet, they have been preparing for your arrival. You walk into the entryway and you smell your favorite dish has been prepared for you in the kitchen. You are guided to that smell and you walk towards the kitchen, but yet no one's there. There are pots on the stove, your favorite meal in the oven, flowers on the counter, and it feels so beautiful. Who would have done this for you? And yet with full authority and full admission, you now walk into the front room. My, oh my, there's a beautiful fireplace with the fire intact, but yet no one is there. You turn around and you see there's an upstairs. Not quite sure if you want to leave all that delicious food in the kitchen, but curiosity moves you. And you walk up the stairs. And there is a beautiful bedroom. Oh, all in your favorite colors, just how you would have designed it. If you could have any bedroom that you would want, this is how it would be. Lush fabrics, an openness to it, a safety to it, a beauty to it. And you walk towards the bed and you lie down, all of a sudden feeling so tired. Well, after all, you've made a very long journey to get here. You've seen your past. You know your future is there. You've been welcomed into a cottage with your favorite food. It is time to lie down, to relax. Feeling very weary, almost in trance yourself, a little bit in awe, a little bit confused as to what will happen next, and you're hungry, you want to eat that food that's been prepared for you, you still lie down and close your eyes. And you go a little bit deeper into the matrix of you. With your own permission, we invite you to give yourself permission to go a little deeper into yourself. Just drop down, sink in, surrender. And this is where you dream. You're in a new year, 2024, you're in a new year and you have been called. What does it hold for you? Well, we're not asking you to think about it. We're asking you to dream about it. And as you sink lower and lower into the deeper chakras that are not always accessed, into the knees, into the ankles, into the feet, you slip outside of yourself. Slip out. That's it. Slip out. You do it every single night. Slip out. Allow yourself just to slip on out of the body. Turn around and see yourself lying in the bed. And now you enter the kingdom of spirit. What do you see? You've already seen yourself lying in the bed. You've already gotten this far. Now you are spirit. You do this every night. You experience a floating feeling. That is the first that you experience. That you're floating. And we invite you to call upon your higher self by invitation. Call upon your higher self. I'm calling upon my higher self. I'm calling upon my higher self. My higher self is here with me. One, two, and three. Turn around, and there they are. And begin to dialogue. What was my reason for incarnating in this time period? What did I want to achieve? What did I want to experience? And then listen. You're outside of the ego. You're outside of attempting to understand. So we invite you to listen with your etheric body. And that means there's no holds bar. All part of you will receive information. Yes, that's right. You might get it in your pinky. You might get it in your little toe. Your heart might be beating very rapidly. You might be getting it through the vibration of love. You might hear words. You might see pictures. Beautiful. Let yourself be filled with this knowledge. Don't doubt yourself. Don't say, I'm not getting anything, I don't understand. Let it come, blossom right in front of you. Anything that you are feeling, hearing, seeing is correct. Accept it. That's right. And now dialogue with your higher self. Tell them how you are feeling about this purpose. Talk about your joys about it, your perhaps hesitation about it. Have a dialogue, and a dialogue is when you speak and then you listen. Trusting yourself, feeling the gratitude that you are here. Seizing the moment, seizing the opportunity. What changes need to be made of your incarnation that you want to discuss with your higher self? What would you like to release? What would you like to implement? Higher self now places their hand upon your head. Notice the energy that is streaming down in your system. Swirls of wonder. Figure eights going all around the body and then up again through the bottom of the feet to the top of the head, swirling around through the body, up again to the bottom of the feet. We will now be given a symbol that reflects this time with your higher self. Whatever comes to you is accurate. Your higher self brings their forehead to yours. And as your eyes open together, you become one. Take a deep breath in. And exhale. Another deep breath. And exhale. And finally, another deep breath. And exhale. And you realize that you are lying out of bed in your favorite room. And you become vitally aware of those smells that are cooking in the kitchen. And you've decided now is the time I get to eat. And so, getting up from the bed easily, comfortably, taking each of your hands, moving it through your hair, having your feet firmly planted on the ground, you walk down the stairs into the kitchen. And you begin to serve yourself, still wondering, who would have come in here to cook this delicious meal for me? Go ahead and serve yourself, take the delicious plate of food, and as you walk around the corner, you're going to see a reclining chair in the front room, right in front of the fireplace. Go ahead and sit down, get yourself nice and comfortable with the plate of food, and go ahead and take your first bite of nourishment created by your higher self for you. For your higher self knows what your favorite meal is, knows exactly how you would like it, how to prepare it, how to season it, down to the temperature that you like it. Allow yourself to be nourished by this meal. Take each bite as fulfillment of your dreams, fulfillment of who and what you are, and that how much you are needed for this year. And as you fulfill yourself, you grow in your own richness. Think to yourself how delicious this is. And you realize the value of taking care of your physical self. And you make a point to register that. Yes, when I get back into the body, I am going to realize the value of being physical this time around. Look around the room, friends. This cottage will always be there for you. It's a safe place. It's a place of creation. It's a place of nourishment. It's a place where you can come and dream, where you can come and get warm, where you can come and be by yourself to dream a little dream and to rejuvenate. You know the way here. You know you interact with your past. You know you see your future. You can't make it out, but yet it's there. And you know that you've walked through a forest by a tiny light that guided you. And so trust brought you here. Your imagination brought you here. Your conviction of yourself brought you here. And you did it. You put the food down, knowing that it will always be here for you. because time is an illusion. You've eaten all that you can. You feel stuffed and ready for reality. You turn around, headed for the door. Wait a minute. What about my future? I know my past. I know who I have been. And as you open the door to walk out in a rich, starry night, you meet your future coming to you in waves of light. Geometric shapes, forms, sounds, singing to you, toning to you, humming to you. All these shapes come around you. They come inside of you. They produce visions. That is your future interacting with you. Let it be you. Let yourself interact with your future as you take one step forward. Again, on the same path that brought you here. You walk. Now, again, under the starry night, with your future all around you, smiles and giggles, you smile out loud, ear to ear, tilting your head back with the joy that you are your future. You are no longer the same being you were a little while ago. You are now interacting with your future. Bring your hands through the shapes, the sounds, the colors. Let it come all around. Hold it, touch it, become it, and know it. For you are now interacting with your future, and what you say is created. You now reach the end of your path, and that once forest is now another doorway that opens up. You put your hand on the door, you turn, and you open up to a bridge of light. What do you do when you see the bridge? Huh. I can make it. That's right. There are a few peaks on the bridge. It goes higher than you've ever, ever gone. Oh, you say to yourself. And yet, whispered in your ear, you remember on your way up the path, a tiny bird came to you. And now all of a sudden you remember what that bird said. You can do it. You can do it. You can do it. One foot in front of the next. The light fills your feet. One foot in front of the next. It goes higher in frequency and higher in perspective. You climb higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. Higher. It's so easy for you. You have what it's made of to reach the highest point. You reach the top. You made it. And right now, kiss the face of yourself. It will manifest right in front of you, a future version of you. Kiss the face of yourself. With love to myself and all humanity, I walk to the pinnacle of my reality. You smile to yourself that you've made it. You've gone higher than you ever have before. And what was waiting for you but more and more and more self-love. It's beautiful. absolutely beautiful. And there you are. You remember that you are reclining in your home, participating in a meditation. Give a little squiggle, give a little scoot. Move your tiny toes a little bit. Slowly start to get the blood flow going back into the body as you re-enter. Exactly how you exited, coming up from the bottoms of your feet, begin to breathe yourself back in. Like sipping on a straw, breathing your consciousness back into the physical body. Very good. Breathe again. And one last time. Begin to move the shoulders, taking your hands, putting your hands in your hair, taking your hands and squeezing one arm, gently squeezing the other, squeezing your legs to ground yourself back into the physical. And on the count of three, and not a moment before, please, it's one, two, and three, gently open your eyes. Coming back, feeling absolutely fantastic. Feeling absolutely fantastic. And so we welcome you back to this reality. We welcome you back to the physical world.
Thank you very much for participating in this meditation. This is Cheryl. You've been listening to me channeling Syria Family. I am their channel, and I appreciate you very much for participating in this meditation. Thank you.